Can I be forgiven? Can I be forgiven? I just fail to be as I should.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ We're going to discuss regarding the harms of lying, the reality of lying, and how we should speak the truth, the benefits of speaking the truth. Inshallah, in today's episode, we're going to discuss and mention what is lying, and we're going to discuss what the Quran and Hadith has to say regarding lying. Inshallah, I will begin by mentioning the definition of lying. What is lying? We've all heard the word lying, but what does lying actually mean? The definition of lying is for a matter to be in opposite to reality. For example, if an individual wakes up in the morning, he has some breakfast. And for breakfast, he has porridge. But later on in the day, if an individual asks that person, what did you have for breakfast? And he says that today for breakfast, I had an apple. This is a form of lying, because in actual fact, in reality, it was something else. It was porridge, but he has told him the opposite. He has told that individual something else. This is a form of lying. And in the Quran, we find many verses, many blessed ayat in the Holy Quran, which discusses regarding lying, which mentions, tells us, believers, to refrain from lying. In Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that, وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ Avoid false speech. Refrain yourself from speaking lies. Avoid yourself from this false speech. In another Surah, Surah Al-Nahl, verse number 105, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِ الْكَذِبَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ Translation from Kanzul Iman, only those who do not believe in Allah's signs attribute lies and fabrications, and they themselves are liars. هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ They are the liars. Those who do not believe in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is Madin Channel. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in the Quran. He's telling us those people who always lie, those people who always speak false speech, they are those who do not believe in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sadrul Afadil, Alama Mulana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Alayhi Rahmatullah Al-Hadi, he has said that lying and blaming are the jobs of dishonest people. These are the jobs, these are the traits of dishonest people. And Imam al-Mutakallimeen, Alama Imam Fakhruddin Muhammad bin Umar Razi, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions in his famous book, Tafsir-e-Kabir, he mentions that this above mentioned blessed verse is a concrete proof on this thing that lying is the greatest of the major sins and the worst of all evils, because only that person can dare to speak a lie and blame others who does not believe in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that person who is a non-Muslim, and the condemnation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such strict words is a severe warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Razi mentions, he says in Tafsir Kabir, he mentions that this is the greatest of the major sins. My dear viewers, ponder. Ponder seriously how the Quran condemns the liars. And lying repeatedly and referring it to the hollowing of Iman, i.e. meaning that the Quran is informing us that by lying, the iman is meaningless. There's no value left for iman. And it also damages the inner selves of liars. Lying is such a devastating epidemic which keeps hollowing, which keeps devaluing, undermining and crippling one's iman. As well as falling prey to this epidemic is also very unique, as each time while lying, the liar has the same thought. What a big loss can this lie cause? Even though this evil brings loss in society, and the liar is recorded as kazzab and will enter into hell. This was two verses from the Holy Quran. Another verse in Surah Baqarah, verse number 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, "Fi kulubihim maradun, fazadahumullahu marada." In their hearts is an illness, fazadahumullahu marada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase them in their illness. Walahum azabun alim. And for them is a painful punishment. Why? Bima kanu yakzibun. Due to them lying, azabun alim. There's a painful punishment. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that people who lie, due to them lying, azabun alim, there will be a painful punishment for them, waiting for them in the hereafter. And the reason why this verse was revealed for the mushrikun, for the polytheists, for the non-believers, because when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was conveying the message of Islam, these polytheists, these mushrikun, they were saying, yes, we will accept this claim of Tawheed, but in actual fact they were lying. They were lying, and for them is adabun aleem. For them is a painful punishment. And from this verse, we also understand that lying is haram. Now ask yourselves, in life, we may go through many difficulties, many hardships, and we do dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, aid us. Ya Allah, this person is ill. Ya Allah, I'm ill. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, this individual, my family is ill. Help us. We always do dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after we make dua, we also complain and we say, why is my dua not being accepted? Why is my dua not being accepted? This might be one of the reasons. These are a few verses in the Holy Quran. And in summary, we understand that from these verses, Allah is telling us to refrain from lying. If you lie, there's a blazing, there's a painful punishment. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, let's come to the blessed ahadith, the blessed sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Muslim, Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he tells us that an individual who lies, that lies leads to sinning. And sinning leads to hell. And the person tells a lie until he is recorded as a liar. Sin, person lies, it causes that as a sin, and the sin will lead him to the hellfire. And you might ask yourself, why is there so much emphasis? Why is there so much emphasis put regarding lying? And the main reason for this is that an individual who lies, there are many byproducts of him lying. And lying, it is known as the root of all evils. It is known as the root of all evils. And this is the byproduct of lying. What is it? That an individual who lies, the doors of slandering open for him. And from slander, hatred is born. From hatred, enmity is established. And then this causes peace and serenity to finish. You can never find peace and serenity for the one who possesses this trait of lying. We need to develop this habit of speaking the truth. So one hadith which I mentioned, that lying is a sin, that sin leads to hell, and a person will be recorded, will be constantly telling a lie until he is recorded as a liar. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in Sahih al-Bukhari, he says that the individual who guarantees me whatever is between his jaws I will guarantee in paradise. Whatever is between his jaws, i.e. the tongue. If an individual who guarantees me his tongue, I will guarantee him paradise. What does it mean that guarantee his tongue is by that the individual, he guarantees that he will refrain from lying. He will refrain from tale-telling. He will refrain from backbiting. If an individual, he guarantees, he keeps his tongue safe from these kind of acts, I will guarantee the individual paradise. What a great blessing. That if an individual, he keeps his tongue safe, he does not do any hardship, he does not swear, he does not lie, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guaranteed us paradise. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is great treachery that you should tell your brother something and have him believe you when you are lying. That you tell your brother something, a certain incident, but in actual fact, you tell him so he believes you, but in actual fact, that thing is a lie. It's a lie. You're just making him believe something which is not true. This is a great treachery. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ told us that there are many signs for a hypocrite. There are many hadiths where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned many signs of a hypocrite. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned three signs. The first sign is that whenever an individual speaks, he tells a lie. Whenever, whatever he tells a lie. This is the first sign of hypocrisy. The second sign is that whenever he promises something, he breaks his promise. That's the last sign. Whenever he is entrusted with a thing, he betrays and he breaks the amana, he breaks the honesty, he breaks the trust. So from amongst these signs, the first sign of hypocrisy was whenever an individual speaks, he's telling a lie. And as a Muslim, as a believer cannot be a liar. He cannot have this trait of lying. Why? As I mentioned, Islam is a religion of peace. Lying will tarnish, will diminish peace. It will remove peace from society. So as a believer, we cannot be of those people who lie. Once somebody came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam various questions. The first question which he asked was that, can a believer be a coward? Can a believer be a coward? And one definition of a coward is that a coward is such a person, such an individual who lacks the courage and he turns away from danger. For example, if this individual sees someone in difficult or in the streets or he's getting beaten up in the streets, due to his lack of courage, this individual will turn away. So this individual will be classified as a coward. This is one definition of coward. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies and says, yes, a believer can be a coward. The second question which was opposed was that, can a believer be stingy? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, a believer can be stingy. The third question which was opposed, which was asked, was that, can a believer be a liar? So there's a question of coward to the question of stinginess. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. But to this question, can a Muslim, can a believer be a liar? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a believer cannot be a liar. No, he cannot be a liar. In other words, a believer may be coward, he might be stingy, but this is natural. This is natural, and these defects do not oppose his faith. However, being a great liar, a persistent liar, a habitual liar, these traits go against the signs of a believer. So you can be a coward, you can be a stingy, yet you still can be a believer. But lying is not good, it's not a trait which a believer should have. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There are many other reasons why emphasis is put on lying, because there are many drawbacks. A person will have drawbacks, will have suffer the punishment, you will suffer the consequence of lying in this world, and you suffer the consequences of lying in the hereafter. For example, lying is the worst of the great sins, is the worst of the major sins. And as we mentioned, lying is one of the signs of hypocrisy. Lying opposes faith. It goes against one's faith. When a person lies, the angels stay a mile away from him. Why? Due to the foul odor which emanates from his mouth. The question may arise that why can only the angels smell that foul odor? Why can we not smell the foul odor? And the answer to that is because as a society, we have become used to lying. We have become such used to lying. It's become norm to us that that smell is nothing different, nothing new. When someone lies, we cannot smell because it's not anything new. We are used to that foul odor. That's the reason why we cannot smell. We cannot smell the foul odor. Another effect of lying is that the beauty and the excellence of who lies will continue to leave him. And according to one narration, the one who lies loses the brightness and radiance of the face. If an individual continues to lie, slowly, slowly the beauty and the noor and the radiance will get removed from his face. Lying opens the doors to every sin, just as water irrigates the roots of trees. So when you're watering a plant, when you're watering the roots, what happens over time, the tree or the plant will grow bigger and bigger. Like this, a person who constantly lies, this will lead, the consequences of this is that more he will, it will lead him to commit more evil acts, commit more bad acts. Lying causes one's face to darken. On the day of judgment, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, in the sight of Allah Almighty, the liar will be amongst the most disliked people on the day of judgment. It is mentioned that day which in which the sun will be around a quarter mile above our heads in one narration. That day will you not recognize our fathers, will be worried. The only salvation on that day is the shafaat and the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But yet look what is mentioned here, that the person who lies, he'll be kept amongst the disliked people in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no goodness in lying. Due to these details, due to these harms and effects, the wisdom behind emphasis found in the hadith, save yourself from lying, has become apparent. This is the reason why it is mentioned in the hadith that save yourself from lying. And nowadays, people have become so audacious in their lies to the extent that they are willing to say that they are not Muslims just so they can travel abroad. They are willing to denounce their religion just so they can get a job. Look at this, how great of a sin this is. Just to get a few luxurious, to get a few amount of wealth, to enjoy a few amount of materialistic things in this temporary world, one rejects the religion. He lies and says, I'm not a Muslim. Just they can gain the luxuries of this world. Another, we see nowadays people in society, they claim to be doctors, they work in a clinic, but claim to be a doctor, but in actual fact they have no degree. They have bought that degree, is a false degree, and this leads, what does this cause for them lying and from them having this false degree, what does this lead? The lives of individuals are in their hands. They're going to harm the lives of individuals. They're going to prescribe false medicines that might cause the individual to die. That might cause the individual pain and the individual might suffer. Some people lie as a joke. Sometimes this one lie is a collection of many sins. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala has told us that woe to him who lies in his talk to make people laugh. Woe to him. And the Mufassirun have said when Allah, the Prophet mentioned the woe, This means that destruction. Destruction for the individual who lies in his talk just to make people laugh. Lying to make people laugh is always a crime, actually a double crime. However, to appease people, joking and laughing is not a sin as long as it is truthful and it is within the boundaries of Sharia. And one of the hadith which mentions that he'll be recorded, he'll continue lying until he's recorded as a liar. What does it mean by this? It means that that individual continues to lie and he'll be recorded as a great liar. In other words, a ruling is passed that he is a liar. Him being a liar is made apparent to the angels, and this is also made apparent, and this attribute enters into the people's hearts. That eventually people will know that don't go to him. We're not going to go to him, we're not going to ask him anything, because whenever he speaks, he's a liar. And I'll finish today's episode with this saying of Sayyidina Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He mentions a statement of Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an. He says that a person who lies, there's a black spot in his heart. And as he lies, that black spot increases and increases to such an extent that his entire heart becomes black. And in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is when he'd be recorded as a liar. If you have a habit of lying, then stop doing so, because the final message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, whoever abandons lying, which is falsehood, a house will be built for him in the surroundings of paradise. May Allah Almighty protect us from the major sin of lying. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Can I be forgiven?